Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You know, along with playing great music and giving away concert tickets, we're also your place for weddings. A lot of people come to us and ask us questions about floral arrangements, about bridesmaids' dresses.
We should have gone into the wedding planner industry, but that didn't really exist when we were coming of age.
Mm. Well, we're here now. Actually, we have a wedding story to share with you this morning as you're starting your day. It's about people crashing a wedding, and I mean, it happens, right, Kitty? I mean, there's every now and then you have a big wedding, maybe you don't
know. There might be some people who are bored in the hall next door, and they were like, that party looks better. But what do you got?
Well, there was some people, this was during an October ceremony, and there was some, well, why don't I just play a little bit of the bride and groom talking a little bit about what happened.
Hey everybody, we need a little help. We just got married in October, and today we got our photos from the wedding back. And we had a photo booth, and there's two people that we did not invite to the wedding.
Took pictures
and showed up. So we're going to reveal a photo of them. If you know them, let us know. All right, here's those girls.
All right, we don't need to really hear them looking at the photo. Yeah. But, I mean, they're kind of really getting on it. You know what I mean? They're like taking this seriously.
Right. I mean, they took to social media to track down the folks.
Well, guess what? It worked. Who needs anything else but social media? So here's a few words from the actual wedding crashers. Ready?
So I'm Gracelyn.
And
I'm Valerie. I was in town visiting Gracelyn in Milwaukee. We don't live in the same city. And you can take it from there if you want.
Yeah, I was in town visiting. We decided one night we had no plans. We said,
"Wait, let me just pause right there." Nice punting to your friend. I was visiting and I had nothing more to say.
Oh, why don't we go try wedding crashing? We got we looked up the most popular wedding venues in Milwaukee, and then basically just drove around town to each venue to see if there was a wedding happening.
Wow!
And so we stumbled across your venue, went inside, we followed the music and where it was coming from, and found your wedding.
Ouch.
Well, why is that ouch?
Did they eat any food? I didn't get any detail.
Well, I mean, if it's like a sit-down plate thing, that's a little hard. If it's a buffet, it's a little easier to just stand in line.
Have you crashed them?
When I was a teenager, I would always hear of kids who would do this. They would dress up, like maybe grab their prom clothes and get dressed up and go down to Skip's Bowling Lanes.
Is that the hot wedding spot?
Skips. That was the one that was in town. There was like the Starlight Ballroom. There were a lot of weddings at. But that you had to that was a little outside of Stevens Point, a little bit on the outskirts. So
you got
kids
Skips right there.
Would go to Skips and they would dress up and maybe act as a couple or whatever.
Sure.
And because nobody's going to card you for alcohol at a wedding, not at that point in our history. And so they were like, it was great. All you got to do is dress up and show up and mingle.
So did you do it?
I never did it. And there's one principal reason why. I never crashed any weddings in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It's because I can't stand polka music.
But there's free beer. Not worth it.
Not worth it at all.